Okay, it's 6 o'clock, and I'm going to call the meeting to order. Let it be recorded that all six commissioners are here at the meeting tonight. Is there anyone here for public comments that aren't on the agenda? Nope. Okay, election of chair.
I guess before we start this, I just wanted to let the commission know that they have two options tonight. You could typically, the bylaws state that we will elect officers in February. So you could choose to have Maggie chair till February, or you can vote tonight to on a new chair, new officers. So and defer the formal votes until February.
I'd be glad to do it till February.
I think that's an excellent idea.
Yeah, and then other people will have more of a chance to have been on the board for a while, about the commission for a while. But
sounds great.
Sounds good to me too. Did a new commission member get?
I think the applications were due today, and so it will be on the next council agenda, which is next Tuesday.
So then, do we need a vice chair?
I think. Commissioner Wade can serve as vice, since I mean technically Commissioner Elliott's the vice chair, which will be serving as chair if you go that route, and then in the event that she's not here, our secretary will.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Great.
What are all the official positions?
Chair, vice chair, and secretary.
I didn't realize there's a secretary.
We're in big trouble.
There's not seven.
Too many, yeah.
So we just need a motion and whatever the commission prefers.
I move we wait till February for elections of officers, and that our current officer.
Vice chair.
Vice chair be in charge.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you.
So our one and only case tonight is case number SUB 25-005, location 1257 and 1527 Slothour Road.
All right, thank you. Ann Russett, Neighborhood and Development Services. Let me just get this going here. Okay. So as the chair mentioned, this is a proposed subdivision for some property that's located at the far west side of the city off of Slothour Road. Here is an aerial map that shows the location of the property. Most of the property is not developed and farmed. You can see there are two existing homes. The property is currently zoned rural residential, and this is a zoning map here. The area to the east is zoned RS5. The Johnson County Historic Poor Farm is the area zoned P1. And then to the west, the area that doesn't show any zoning designations is an unincorporated Johnson County. In terms of background, this land was annexed into the city in the late 60s or early 70s. It's zoned rural residential, and the purpose of the subdivision is to allow the sale of the land with the homes. This area has never been subdivided, and so it consists of two large parcels of land, and they would like to sell just the homes and the land around the home, so that's the purpose of the subdivision. Here is the plat, which is hard to see. It's so long. But there are two lots proposed. They're each about an acre in size. Here's lot one, lot two to the south. And then there are three outlots for future development. There is the city is requesting some additional right-of-way along Slothour for when it gets improved, which is also shown on the plat. Here's a few photographs of the property. Here's one of the existing homes. And then these photographs on the right show the area, the residential area to the east of Slothour. You can see those homes in the background. You can also see that Slothour is a rural cross section. It does not meet city standards. Here is the property at 1257 Slothour Road, the one at the northern end looking south. And then this is the home at 1527 Slough Hour, further to the south. The comprehensive plan identifies this as appropriate as 2 to 8 dwelling units per acre. The Southwest District Plan shows it as single family or duplex, as well as future urban development. All the land to the west of Slough Hour is currently used for agriculture. The Southwest District Plan has this area shown as future urban development. However, until a sewer service is extended and a lift station is put in place and Slough Hour Road is constructed to meet city standards, there will not be any significant development in this area. Since the proposed subdivision will not result in any additional developments, staff finds the proposal consistent with the comprehensive plan. In terms of the subdivision design, again, there's 3 outlots, and development is not allowed on outlots. So if any development were to be proposed, another subdivision would be required. Slough Hour Road currently provides access to both of the homes within the subject property, and it does require improvement before any additional development occurs, as well as extension of other city utilities. As I mentioned, Slough Hour Road does not meet city standards, and payment of a fee contributing to the improvement of it will be required per our subdivision ordinance, and that payment of the fee will be required prior to issuance of any building permit for either of those lots, either Lot 1 or Lot 2. Staff recommends approval of SUB 24-005, which is an application for a combined preliminary and final plat for Iowa Meadows, an 18.20-acre subdivision to create 2 residential lots to accommodate 2 existing single-family homes and 3 outlots for future development. upon recommendation from the commission, this will go to planning and zoning, the city council in January. And I'll turn it back to the chair.
Are there any questions for the staff?
I have a question about the fee. Can you explain kind of how that works with the 2 residential lots and how that fee applies to the improvements on Slough Hour Road?
Yeah, so with any type of subdivision, this one's a little different because there's really no improvements, but typically the developer is building the streets and they're responsible for the construction of those streets. For collectors and arterials that need to be improved, the city does have in their subdivision ordinance that the developer or owner would need to pay a fee to contribute to the cost of those improvements whenever those improvements would occur. And it's based on, it's for Slough Hour, it's a collector, so it's 25% of the estimated cost of the improvements. And typical with all of our subdivisions and legal documents, that fee is required prior to issuance of a building permit.
So like, for example, these are existing residents, if they request a building permit for an addition or tear down a new house, I don't know the condition, then like how is that fee applied for that one residence to the whole road? Like, is it size for their impact or
so? Yeah, it's just the linear frontage of the lot.
Okay.
So that lot one, I don't remember what the frontage is, but it's just for that lot, not the entire frontage of Slough Hour. Yeah.
And just to follow up on that, it would apply to those existing homes if they just did some renovation?
Yes, if they wanted to do an addition or pull a building permit, it would apply, yes. And this, if you remember, we had a similar subdivision off of Foster where there was that existing home and there was the proposed extension of Algonquin, which they were not required to build at the time. The idea is that when the area to the north develops, that developer will build that street. But if that current homeowner ever wants a building permit, it would get triggered at that time.
And it's not that the road would be built at the time, but they would have to pay their portion of the
Yes, fee. Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then I just had one other question about, like, if you could go back to the, I don't know if you could zoom in or not, but the, to the south of the second residential lot, there's like a access easement or something.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some existing structures that are kind of outside of the boundary of the residential lot. I'm just curious how that works and if they're part of the, I assume they're, you know. Like
those are essentially, as I understand it, like agricultural outbuildings. Mm-hmm. So those would not be on the residential lot. They would be in that outlot. And it looks like one of them is actually kind of straddling two properties.
Yeah.
But there is that access easement. I think it's there for access to the home, but also maybe to the agriculture to the west.
Yeah.
And the applicant is here, so they can maybe address that as well.
Just curious.
So this area right here?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Questions? Any further questions? You have questions?
You mentioned the outlots not being developable. What is the process just to make those developable real quick?
A subdivision.
Subdivision, okay.
They would need to be platted as lots.
Got it.
The applicant is here. Do you want to come up and present? And your name?
Hi, Lacey Stutzman with MMS Consultants on behalf of Mary and Delbert Weber. I don't think I have anything or too much to add. I'll note, so that access easement, I know it's really hard to see. So it covers the existing driveway coming in, and the idea behind that is to kind of tighten up that lot, give them some more green open space on the north side. And then they're also in the process of the approval of a farmstead split off in that agricultural area that's not within the city, and so that access will be a dual access for that lot that we're creating within the city, lot two, and then that farmstead split lot will utilize that same driveway to kind of look to share that access, to not have to create another access point onto Slothauer given its state.
Any questions for the applicant?
I think my only comment, and might be without the confines of the commission, I would just ask for some kind of disclosure, because, you know, that's going to be, I think for the new property owner that buys those houses, mm-hmm. if they have an envision of building a garage or an addition or something, mm-hmm. might be a surprise that they have that financial fee. Obligation.
Yeah, that's actually what Ann and I were just talking about before the meeting started, what approximately that fee is. So I think both lots are actually for sale at the moment, even though they're not finalized. So the existing house on lot one, I think, is intended to stay. It's in really good shape, given the year it was built. The one on lot two has seen a lot of neighborhood kids use it as for artwork. It's pretty dilapidated. I would not recommend driving to see it because it's a little offensive. But they're planning to sell it to somebody who will understand it'll probably need to be torn down and rebuilt, which was also kind of the idea of doing a shared access easement to give a more workable room in the buildable lot. Yep.
Any questions?
I'm just curious, since you were talking about it, do you have what is the estimated fee to, like, what the building for, they look like they're about the same size lots.
So I think, Alex, correct me if I'm wrong, I think in the subdividers agreement, we're not listing a specific fee. We're just going to, the city will calculate it when a building permit is requested. I think, though, at this point, and it will change, like if they come in 10 years and request a building permit, the estimate's obviously going to change. But right now, I think our engineering staff is it 30, between 30 and 40,000?
Yeah, about 40.
Okay.
Per lot.
Per lot.
And you said that's based on 25% of the anticipated costs to improve the road to city standards for their chunk of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Good questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do we have a motion?
I'll move to approve.
Second.
Do you want to say anything?
No. Seems logical.
Any discussion?
No.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes unanimously. Thank you. Meeting minutes. Do we have a motion to approve? Or any corrections?
They won.
No corrections. Approved.
Second.
Yep. All in favor?
Aye.
Planning and zoning information.
I have no updates.
Can I'm going to go back to the question about Carson Farm. What happened to that? I don't remember.
So this Carson Farms is the area just west of 218, south of Rarit. That's what you're talking about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and does Slothour eventually connect to that? I mean, I don't know why I have Slothour and that development in my mind together.
Let me just look at the map. Yeah, it really... Slothour Road ends basically at where this subdivision is at. The right-of-way extends further south to Rarit, but then it turns into Landon Avenue. but yeah, that's pretty far west from Carson Farms.
Yeah.
So
go ahead. What do we do with Carson Farm?
Oh, there was a proposed annexation, I want to say, in several years ago that never got approved. It was essentially abandoned, I would say. Yeah. But that is the area where we adopted the form-based zones and standards, and the city is looking at a regional stormwater system in that area, so hopefully something comes before the commission soon for that area to be developed.
Okay, thank you. Adjournment. See, this is how I'd like meetings to run.
I move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.